The hospital provider fee is getting a lot of buzz at the Capitol. Can you explain what it is and what the governor and Democrats want to do with it?
Well, I'll start with the budget picture of where we are going into the development of the 16-17 budget, which would begin July 1. The governor has presented a budget to us for consideration, and he shows that that budget is not going to balance unless we cut $373 million in spending. And so the hospital provider fee is an opportunity to put more money for us to work with on the table to reduce those cuts so that we can do it in a way that doesn't increase taxes but gives us more revenue to work with during this budget year.
Legislative nonpartisan legal attorneys say changing its status in the way that's been proposed is unconstitutional. What's the workaround for that?
Well, you know, lawyers have different opinions about things, and, you know, that's what they do. They argue opinions. That's one opinion. There are other opinions that we've received that show that this is a viable way to have, you know, additional revenue to address needs and issues that the people of Colorado expect us to address during this budget year. So basically what the hospital provider fee is a fee that's assessed basically to every hospital bed in all of our hospitals, and we capture those dollars in the state budget and then turn around and leverage more federal funding and then send all of the dollars right back to the hospital, to the hospitals. And so it can be argued, and I'm on this side of the argument, that it should never have been intended to count towards the Tabor revenue cap because it's artificially inflating the budget and, you know, escalating the pace at which we're hitting that Tabor revenue cap.
Republican lawmakers say there are other options to the hospital provider fee to free up funds from Tabor. What are those options?
Well, that's a good question, because I haven't seen those options presented yet. There's been conversation around that, but I think that is where the heart of our debate is going to fall during this legislative session. You know, if we can't agree on the cuts that the governor has proposed, you know, what are the cuts that we're going to agree on in order to balance the budget?
Governor Hickenlooper, in his recent State of the State address, talked about maybe revisiting Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Is that even in the realm of possibility?
Well, any change to Tabor would require a constitutional change, and constitutional changes have to be voted on by the people of Colorado. So I think that's what he was referring to, that part of our bigger solution for Colorado in order to respond to our growing population and the needs that our citizens have would be to ask the people of Colorado whether or not any change to how we currently work under Tabor would be amenable to them.
The hospital provider fee, Tabor, these are complicated issues. How do you explain them to voters and get them to care?
You know, that is a really good question. It's a tough issue. We try to, you know, talk about it in as simple terms as possible, but it is really easy to get into the weeds pretty quickly. But, you know, I usually just try to take it one step at a time. Right now we're trying to develop a budget that's balanced, and we have growing needs in a growing state and an economy that's doing quite well. I think it's very confusing to people to talk about issuing taxpayer refunds at a time that we have so much need. And so when I try to explain it to people, I try to put it in that context that, you know, we have growing needs to do a better job of funding K-12 education in our schools. We have growing needs in, you know, addressing our transportation infrastructure, our roads, our potholes, congestion on I-70. And we have an opportunity that we could put on the table this year through exempting the hospital provider fee from the Tabor revenue cap that would allow us to address the needs that people are bringing forward to us.
Speaking of education, what are the proposed cuts to K-12 and higher education?
Well, in the governor's budget, he's recommending a reduction in higher education funding of $20 million. Personally, I think that's going in the wrong direction. I think that we need to do a better job of investing in our students graduating from our high schools and attending our Colorado universities. The other reduction that he has proposed is an increase in the negative factor to funding K-12 education. Talk about a complicated subject. I'm hoping that we can do a better job of funding our schools without having to apply this negative factor.
What would the impact to students be if higher education got cut and the negative factor was increased?
Well, you know, the negative factor only applies to, you know, K-12 schools. The possible impact to higher education would be an increase in tuition and fees. And again, I would argue that that would take Colorado in the wrong direction. The impact for K-12, if we can't fully fund the formula, the school finance formula, the way that the Coloradans envisioned when it was passed in the late 80s, 1980s, is that schools have a harder and harder time of keeping up with inflation and growing numbers of students and greater needs that some students are bringing to school with them.
Transportation was also mentioned in the recent State of the State address as a priority, and both parties say it's a priority this session. What are the Democrats proposing?
You know, the biggest issue with transportation is funding. And, you know, the report that we heard from the Director of Transportation indicates that Colorado needs $1 billion a year for 20 years to deal with the backlog of issues in transportation and to address the needs of the future of Colorado. Those are big numbers, and we don't have those kind of dollars on the table this year. So what we're talking about now is honoring what we call Senate Bill 228, which was intended to transfer $200 million a year for 5 years to transportation. That funding is contingent upon the amount of Tabor refunds that we're issuing. So as we go through the budget process, we'll be paying really close attention to the magnitude of taxpayer refunds and the growing needs in transportation.
Republicans have proposed bonds when it comes to transportation. How do you feel about that, and is there maybe a middle ground on this issue?
I hope there is a middle ground on that trans bond proposal. I mean, the idea is to bond out some of the transportation needs. The issue during our last legislative session is that in order to pay back those bonds, the Department of Transportation would have had to pay back the bonds using all the dollars they currently have for road maintenance and infrastructure. And so that was problematic. I'm hoping that we can pull together this year and rethink some other possible ways of addressing that issue.
Looking ahead to the session, what bills are you planning?
Mostly budget-related bills. I'll be carrying the long bill. It'll start in the House this year, and that's our state budget bill. We've been meeting as a budget committee since November to hear from all the departments and from our staff around some of the issues related to each department. We're right now in the supplemental process where we actually true up this year's budget. So the first set of bills that I'll be carrying will be around debate and hopefully support of the supplemental bill package to true up the 14-15 budget that we're, I'm sorry, the 15-16 budget that we're currently in. In addition to budget-related bills, I'll also be carrying the school finance bill that will hopefully allocate as many dollars as we possibly can into the school finance formula. I'm also working with some county elected officials on some potential fixes to the escalating cost of private health care on the Western Slope. So I don't have anything tangible right now, but I'm working with the counties to get some suggestions for how we can make this work for our citizens on the Western Slope. And as if that's not enough, I'm also working with Representative Rankin from Garfield County on revising our current school finance formula. So I think I'm going to be plenty busy this session.
Thank you for your time, Millie.
I really appreciate you being interested. It means a lot to me.